Many thanks, Ambassador, and many thanks for the questions so far. So, as our finance colleagues have informed us, since the measures were adopted, and particularly since they were implemented, there have been various technical issues that they have noticed in the implementation of these particular measures. And measure one is an effort by a suggestion by the finance colleagues to address one particular issue that has arisen. That issue being that, as was agreed, the accounts for previous years, as you can see, for 2018 and 2019 have been closed. So those accounts are fully closed. However, some states have paid their assessments for those particular years after those accounts have been closed. So right now, the finance colleagues, as you can see on the relevant slide, for 2018 there is about just over $5,000, a fairly small amount that has been paid for the year that has been closed for 2018. For 2019 it's just over $17,500. So those amounts are currently just, my understanding, just basically sitting there, and as we said, they are contributing to the liquidity of the BWC at the moment. But those are funds that could be, if this particular measure was adopted, that could be paid back to states parties. The proposal is that would be done every 5 years, that those amounts would be paid back to those states parties that have paid their contributions on time, because the money is money that belongs to states parties rather than belonging to the United Nations. As I said, I'm happy to pass on these questions to my finance colleagues if more detailed explanations are required. If I may, Mr. Chair, the question from Brazil, while I have the floor on measure three. So the issue here, and this came up particularly since these measures have been implemented as well, because the UN scale of assessments changed. I think at the end of 2019, there was a change that had some quite significant impacts on assessed contributions paid by certain states parties within the BWC, because obviously the BWC uses the UN scale of assessments adjusted to the membership of the BWC. So in the time that the invoices for the particular year were issued and that the accounts were closed, there was a difference in the scale of assessments for particular states parties. And as I said in my presentation, that actually made it quite complex for the finance colleagues here at UNOG, and also raised quite a lot of questions from certain states parties as to why there were differences between the original invoice and the closing amount as well. And as I said, the finance colleagues in some cases had to issue additional bills covering the same period as well for those states that had already paid. So again, measure three would be an attempt by or a suggestion by UNOG Financial Services to deal with those kinds of situations. As I mentioned, they only occur every 3 years when the scale of assessments changes, but it would be it's basically a technical change to address an issue that has arisen since these measures were being implemented. Mr. Chair, I hope that addresses the questions. As I mentioned, I can get back to my finance colleagues if there's a need for additional clarification. Thank you.